Although they were scheduled to forward a possible recommendation to the City Council on Wednesday, the Park City Planning Commission ultimately decided to continue their discussion of proposed dark sky ordinances over concerns for public safety. Park City's current outdoor lighting regulations have been in place for over 2 decades, and the aim of the new changes is to reflect Summit County's own regulations as well as international dark sky standards for outdoor lighting. The changes include setting a maximum brightness for outdoor lights, requiring softer colored lights, fully shielding lights so they don't shine directly into the sky, and requiring business lighting to be turned off by midnight. Commissioner John Kenworthy said he would like to see the regulations better reflect when bars close on Main Street, which is at 1 a.m., and possibly allow the lights to stay on later.
I think 1 o'clock, I really think you're sending a signal, and we do that with lights. That's what we do.
Okay.
So I'd like to have further that discussion with HPCA and get Allison to, you know, take the temperature of the businesses that stay open till 1 in the morning. You know, you have people, you have good number of people, 3,000-4,000 people just in the center of Main Street during a regular Friday and Saturday night.
Commissioner Sarah Hall added that in addition to business considerations, the safety of the public, especially of those who are unfamiliar with Park City, should be taken into consideration when it comes to the shutoff times as well.
Next meeting, I would really like to hear some safety evaluation for like the parking and pretty much like all of Main Street or commercial to ensure that we're not jeopardizing the safety of like our residents or our visitors, like confused drunk visitors who are now wandering Main Street and it's dark at 1:30. Seems like a recipe for disaster.
Although the majority of the changes were seen as positive, the Planning Commission voted unanimously to continue discussion on the dark sky ordinance on December 9th. Sean Higgins, KPCW News.